Sean Mullen joined by the head coach and general manager of the Brandon Wheat Kings, Kelly McCrimmon. Coach, off to a good start to the season. How do you feel about this season's club?
Well, it's really early to have a real good read, and of course you play early in the season teams you've played in preseason, so this is tonight's going to be the toughest test that we've had. I think our camp was good, our preseason we think was productive. We've had a decent start to the season. We're looking forward to playing some more games.
If you look at the media previews or listen to preview shows, your team has been among those that have been called to be battling for top spot in the Eastern Conference and top spot in the East Division. Do you put much stock in that? Do you believe that's where you guys should be?
I don't put any stock in it, to be honest, and not that it's not important, but I think at this time of year, I think all teams are just only worrying about themselves, not necessarily where they fit relative to, the division, the conference, or certainly the league. So, we came into the season with high expectations. We made progress last year after having missed the playoffs the year prior. We made it to the second round of the playoffs, losing out to the eventual Memorial Cup champions. I think we got a lot of experience for young guys. So based on all those things, I think we were excited about the season. I'm a little surprised that people see us in that light, but irrespective of that, we're going to work hard to be the best that we can be wherever that puts us.
There's no question you've amassed a tremendously skilled group and some very high-end young players. How quickly do you feel like they can integrate themselves in the Western Hockey League enough to make the kind of impact you hope they can?
Well, I think the strength of our team this year will be our returning players, the Quenvilles, the Howerlucks, the Magalies, the Pilons, those guys, Eric Roy, who we got back from Calgary. Those guys are going to be the strength of our team. I think what's unique with some of the young guys we have coming into our lineup is that they will be able to contribute. They are going to, I think, really improve over the course of the year. And I think that in terms of our team getting better as the year goes along, those guys will, play a real important role in that aspect of it. And really, for any team, it's how much you improve over the course of the year. So I think that we feel that's going to be one of the ways our team can get better this season.
When you deal with those like first round level quality talents, how do you view integrating them into the lineup when they're young guys, when they're rookies? Is there starts and stops and pulling them back a little bit, giving them more as they earn it, or do you just sort of, if they're ready right away, you throw them into it?
Well, I think with the Nolan Patrick and Cale Clegg, and I think Tanner Kaspic will be this way as well. They're high-end guys that you just need to play. And I mean, we've had probably the most recent high-end guys we had as 16-year-olds were Braden Shen and Scott Glennie. Braden led our team in scoring as a 16-year-old. Scott Glennie had 26 goals. So we've shown in the past that when young guys are that special, that we're going to get them into lineup and into key situations. I anticipate that it'll be the same with these young guys this year.
Any areas of concern that stand out for you from what you've seen so far in your group? I'm sure there's obviously going to be places you want to improve, but anything that stands out for you that you think you guys really have to focus on?
Well, I think all kinds of things, and again, I don't think we're any different than any other team in that regard. I think that for us, we need to play some more teams. So if Current's going to have a real good hockey club, they're coming off a loss at home, which they don't do that often. They're going away on their BC trip here next week. This is a big game for them. It's a big game for us. We feel if we're going to have a chance to be in first place in the East Division, that Swift Current is going to be one of the teams that's in contention for the division. So even though it's early in the season, it's a big four-point game for our team. So it's a bit of a measuring stick tonight for our team to see where we stack up against a good club. And then obviously, even though it's early, the standings do matter.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks. My pleasure, Sean.